All right, well, Nick Juarez had the privilege of being aboard Valid, and you heard that call of the Island in 2015. He was aboard him that day and aboard him for so many memorable moments, and now he's back home with his big horse, and Nick is with us now here on the Equine Forum. Nick, welcome, my friend.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
Yeah, things are good, and congratulations on Valid. Tell us the story. I think it's so cool.
Well, you know, like if you heard the replay back in 2015, that was the first time I actually rode Valid, was in the Island in the Grade 3, and that was also my first stakes win. But anyways, you know, we went on as my first year going to Gulfstream Park, my championship meet, and, you know, he was kind of like a pretty influential horse in my career at that time, just because, you know, I just lost my bug, and, you know, just mentally as a rider, I mean, you start going through, I mean, you go through, you know, ups and downs and more downs than ups. But anyways, I was going through some tough times when I was transitioning from a bug into a journeyman. And, you know, Valid really, I think he helped me through it. And, you know, he was just a great, great horse to ride. And last time I rode him was the Grade 3 Skipaway in Gulfstream. And we won that. And then he took some time off, and I was told that he entered the sale this year in Keeneland. And when I heard he entered the sale, you know, I was, you know, seeking out. I mean, I wanted to get him then. And then I was told that he was sold for $16,000 to a man named Tom Thurman, and he was under the now training with Stacy Rushton. And he went to Nebraska, went to Colorado, and then and I was trying to get in contact between, you know, the trainer, but, you know, it was actually Tom Thurman, and I got to give him kudos because he was the one to reach out to me, and he would just let me know. He said, you know, Nick, the horse is doing well, he's working well, and, you know, he's happy, and I never really pressured him to sell him to me. I just said, look, whenever he's done running, give me a call. And, you know, Tom and I kept in contact for a couple months, and then about like 2 weeks ago, I get a phone call. And Tom says, hey, he's done running. Whenever you can get a van out of here to get him, you know, come pick him up. And so we, with the help of Kelly Breen, which is a trainer out here in New Jersey, you know, he really helped orchestrate everything to get the van and all that stuff from, because I had no idea. I mean, I just ride races. So I had no idea to get a horse from Colorado all the way out here to Maryland. But anyways, you know, throughout all that, we were able to get him over here. And, you know, now he's just back home in Maryland. And, you know, just it's just happy to know that I can have a peace of mind. And, you know, he's just happy being out there in the field and just being a horse, you know.
You know, Nick, I lived in New Jersey for a couple years when you had your bug. And you did such a great job as a bug rider. And you developed rather quickly into a journeyman. You never lost much business or anything, and now you're a rising star in our sport. But it's so unusual for a jockey to, you know, buy a horse and put it on their farm. It's one of the most amazing stories we've heard in a while that you know you're doing this, and I think it's a great example for a lot of people that the horses do matter to those of us who participate in the sport.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's a business and this is my job, you know, and we go out to work every day like anybody else does going to an office job, but we're dealing with, you know, animals and human beings that, I mean, we're risking our lives. And, you know, I know that we have like PDJF and stuff like that. So we show gratitude towards, you know, the camaraderie as jockeys because we know the dangers of the sport. We know the dangers of the sport, but it's also, you know, we're dealing with horses as well. And, you know, they're risking their lives, and, you know, you got to give back to them, and they deserve a lot of credit for what they do on and off the track.
Talking with jockey Nick Juarez here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And so often, Nick, you mentioned winning the Grade 3 Skipaway. So often with these outstanding horses, they go through an auction like this because – people may not realize Valid is a gelding, so he doesn't have any value as a stallion. They go through an auction. They end up in somebody else's care, and here you go. how the mighty have fallen. After he wins the Skipaway in 2016 with you, he runs ninth in the Dowd Mile Stakes at Fauner Park, second in an allowance race at Arapahoe, fifth in the Front Range Stakes at Arapahoe. So not the same horse, but kudos to owner Tom Thurman for realizing that, hey, the horse is done. I remember that Nick Juarez wanted this horse, and for picking up the phone and calling you. That doesn't happen every day, and that's great to see.
Absolutely not. I mean, like I said, I mean, I wrote a letter yesterday, and I mailed it out to him just to be able to say, you know, you have a, you know, you're a great man. I never met you, but I mean, it seems like you have a lot of character, and you know, to do something like that, you know, speaks volumes.
Nick, what does the future hold for Valid now? Is he just going to enjoy some R&R and hang out on the farm with you for a while?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, we're just trying to see how he's adjusting to farm life, and I went to go see him the other day, and you know, he's out there eating some grass, but he looks like he's kind of getting a little bored. I mean, my plan is you know, when I'm going to have some downtime as well, but throw some tag on him and, you know, go out trail riding or, you know, maybe if somebody's looking for a stable pony, you know, we'll figure something out down the road. But, you know, he's always been, if I know anything about him, he's always loved his job and he's always loved doing something. So I can't see him just being able to be in a field for the next 20 years. You know, I think he'd want to be able to do something. And, you know, one day down the road, I mean, it'd be pretty cool, too, to be able to throw my kids on the back of him and be, you know, I was like, a stake on, and you know, really gave me a big push in my career, and I think that'd be something pretty memorable.
Yeah, he was such a sensational horse. I loved him. Mike loved him too. I mean, every time he was in, he was so game. He tried so hard, and he had such great speed. I mean, what a tremendous animal he was.
With him underneath you, he was a pretty powerful guy.
Nick Juarez here on HRN. Nick, do want to ask you before we let you go about your new relationship with super agent Ron Anderson. You're in pretty good hands there, my friend.
Absolutely. I mean, what a humbling gesture, you know, to go with him. You know, I mean, he's had the greatest, and Ron's a super guy. He has a lot of class. You know, I'm on my way up to Saratoga currently. Going to see him when I get up there, but you know, he has a tremendous amount of class. You know, he's been around for a long time, and to be able to be represented by him, you know, going forward into the Belmont meet and also in Gulfstream, it's very humbling, very, very humbling.
Well, Nick Juarez off to a fast start. He's won 445 races already. He is a multiple graded stakes winning rider and now looking to take things to the next level with Ron Anderson. And Nick, can't thank you enough for being with us and sharing your story. All the best moving forward, and every time you get a leg up, safe trip.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.